Listen and Live Audio presents The House on Trad Street by Karen White. Read for you by Aimé Bruneau. To Teresa White, my wonderful mother-in-law and ardent supporter. Chapter 1. Pewter reflections of scarlet hibiscus colored the dirt-smudged windows of the old house like happy memories of youth trapped inside the shell of an old man. The broken pediments over the windows gave the house a permanent frown, yet the leaf-filtered sun against the chipped Tower of the Winds columns lining the side piazzas painted the house with hope. It was almost, I thought, as if the house were merely waiting for a miracle. I studied the house, my realtor's mind trying to see past the wreckage. It was a characteristic Charleston single house turned perpendicular to the street so that its short side abutted the sidewalk. The entry door, with an ornate cornice and Italianate filigree brackets, opened onto the garden-facing piazza, where I knew I would find the main entryway into the house. I wrinkled my nose, already smelling the inevitable decay I would encounter once I'd entered the house. Despite the enviable south of Broad location, any potential buyer for this property would have to be blind or incredibly stupid. In my vast experience at selling historic real estate in the city, I would bank on the latter. The rhythmic pulse of rope against tree trunk punctuated the muggy Charleston morning air, catching my attention and drawing me to the peeling wrought iron fence to peer into the side garden. I wasn't sure if it was curiosity that made me stop or just...